you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Good morning to you. 9:15. Upper 80s today. It's the sound of failure.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got the box in here. The worst employee of the month. Kind of excited, though, because today or tomorrow they're going to announce the employee, the best employee of the month here.
Right.
Whatever. You know, they've been doing that nonstop here for some time. This is fairly new, worst employee of the month.
This is all your creation.
Yes.
I know. I'm actually won the first one. The first month.
You go two months in a row?
Didn't we draw the winner like 3 weeks late?
Yeah, because we're on break.
We were on break.
Yeah,
so that was for June. Yeah. So this would be for July?
Yeah, this is July. This is July's little deal. And I like to find out how, I mean, what people are saying about me, actually.
Oh, is this how this works?
Well, no. I mean, there's you. I'm sure you're in it as well. I think, that sounded
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, you put me in it. You told us yesterday.
I think he's putting you in again right now.
No, probably. It's July, Jeff. It's July.
Oh, I thought you were stuffing the ballot box.
I've never stuffed it at all. I play by the rule. If it's the worst employee of the month, if I feel personally that this person was not a good employee that particular moment during that particular day, then I, of course, put it in the box.
So how many people did you nominate this last month?
I maybe just two or three, maybe a handful.
You don't even remember?
People. No, I think maybe tops three.
And it was me every time.
Well, you're one person. Now, how many nominations did I put? Like, how many times did I put something in there?
Right.
Probably six. No, not six times. Maybe four or five times, something like that. You know, a month's a long time, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time. You know,
maybe we should rephrase it. How many times did you put Molly's name in the box?
I don't know. I lost count.
Lost count. Were there any non-Molly votes for you?
Yeah.
Did you ever nominate Jeff?
His eyes are immediately darting to the left. He's going to the creative live.
Did you ever put Jeff in the box as worst employee?
I don't know.
AKA,
it's been a long time. No.
He never would. He would never do that to you.
Don't be a sore loser.
Never do that to you.
Dang it.
It's April 1st. No, April 1st. Behavior like that, Molly.
August 1st. I haven't lost anything. I'm just saying, I find it hard to believe that in 31 days, I've managed to offend you how many times, but Jeff not.
Offend me. It's work ethics. It's work. Worst employee of the month. There's all kinds of different reasons of getting in there, but you're finding out right now real quickly that you're actually the first nominee for July for being confrontational and trying to start fights with your employees.
So it's obviously a very petty
exactly,
award.
Right. So this is super petty. Based in a lot of hate.
In the moment.
No hate feelings. This is not hate.
Tis a silly award.
It's an award. It's an award that comes from hard work. It says
being terrible.
It says the BPMS worst employee of the month. And on it, it says bully, late, insubordinate, and unproductive, which is a small list. And we're thinking about changing that up a little bit.
So in the course of July, I have bullied you, but Jeff at no point has ever bullied you.
I never said you bullied me. You must have some kind of weird feeling like you have.
Well, I mean, that would be the reason. I mean, I can't imagine me not doing my job.
Well, I guess it's an eye of the beholder.
Yeah, it's the beholder.
Exactly. True. It is in the eye of
the ear of the beholder.
There you go. Yes.
Let's dive into these. I want to see who all got nominated.
I know, me too, actually. She's going to come in and she's going to be the celebrity guest picker today. And she's going to go through it all. Yeah, she's going to go through it all. So it's all
the interesting thing is we've only done this for 1 month.
Uh-huh, and I'm a winner.
And the person that I defend in your dumb worst employee of the month category, it has been Chi.
Okay.
But she always nominates me.
I know.
It's weird.
It's
really
strange.
Yeah, and she already told me she already nominated me again.
For? Did she, well, is the reason? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
She told me for working late. I worked late. I was here at 2 in the afternoon on a weekday when Loud Megan and the girls were all just over there screaming.
Yes, that's the norm, man. And those guys should be in it.
I did nothing. I just continued to work, but they were mad that I didn't acknowledge their laughing and screaming and hollering.
And so you're the worst employee of the month.
And she nominated me for worst employee of the month.
Huh. The eye and the ear of the beholder, I guess.
Tis a silly award.
Hey, don't knock the award. That can get you in there. That could get
that's
you in
now,
there.
That's don't now
worry,
category.
Don't worry, Jeff. You're safe
for
as houses.
Worst employee of the month is
don't
making
be like that,
fun
Molly.
Of worst
Party
employee
will
of the month
never
award.
Nominate
oh,
you,
don't
Jeff.
Be like that, Molly.
Never going to happen.
Like you
he
would
loves
know,
you too much.
You know nothing. It's the eye in the ear of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Party Show, worst employee of the month.
Gonna be announced next.
And when you get nominated, you don't get invited to the party.
That's right. We're gonna have a party and you're not invited.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Station.
This is the one and only.
All right, we got Chi in there. She's smiling and I don't know why.
Well, part of me, I'm sad. I'm actually really sad because today, Party goes, you've been selected. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I the worst employee of the month? This is the most amazing day ever. And I was thinking of all the things and people I wanted to thank.
Right.
And then he was like, no, actually, I just need you to go in and select. And I was like, yeah. Well, this is lame. Well, you're going to get nominated this month for, you know,
for
getting
this,
my hopes up.
Infraction.
I thought I won. I was so excited.
Well, that doesn't make me a bad employee. You
does
miss,
it?
You misunderstood.
It's all in the eye. It's all in the eye.
You
of
win
the
above and beyond to yeah. crush my dreams.
Right. Were you nominated or you?
I was. I got one nomination.
All right. What's your nomination for?
Because she messed up logs for BPS.
That's you. You. She
Thanks.
Did.
Who filled that out?
She did.
Oh, you put yourself in
no,
there.
No, I didn't. This is not my handwriting.
Who put
oh,
that in?
I this is my handwriting.
Put that in. It's not my
so
handwriting.
So that would have been, was that you, Party?
No, it wasn't. I said it wasn't my handwriting. It's,
maybe somebody
no.
heard me, like,
it's already very defensive.
At my desk.
Oh, no, because she's attacking me left and right. I can't even breathe over here.
Sorry, I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, so also nominated Bounce. He only got one. That seems...
He's been ever since last the start. He's been laying low at his cubicle, not talking to many people.
For insulting me about my shoes. I'm guessing that that's Party because nobody signed it.
Well, let me see the handwriting and I can tell you.
Is that your handwriting?
No, it's not mine.
No, okay.
Actually,
well,
no,
is this your handwriting, DeGan? Did he insult your shoes?
Whose
nope.
shoes would
no,
he
okay,
insult?
Well,
maybe
insulted
it's Megan
somebody's
or something.
Shoes and he didn't like them.
Okay.
Big right. Party for being too funny.
Oh, thank you.
Big Party for leaving barbecue in the studio.
Oh. That had to be cheap.
That one was me.
Okay. All right.
Wait, who said for being too funny?
I don't know. That's not my handwriting.
That's not
like
mine either.
Third grader.
I mean, this
just
seems like a misuse yeah. of the
I know,
worst
people.
Employee of the month.
I know.
I'm with you,
like,
Jeff. I'm
positive about our boss.
So Party has two votes, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I got so.
DeGan next up for hating on ladies' locker room.
Yep. Hey, wait, hating
That's
on ladies'
cheap.
Locker room.
Yeah, one of these is from me. This one is from me because I put hearts because I don't want to like actually be mean to people.
Okay, all right.
Ladies' locker room, that's from you, all right.
Yeah, okay. And then Jeff DeGan for hating on the ladies' locker room. So sorry, your headphones weren't strong enough to drown out our laughter.
So that's the same deal. That must be
yep.
from Chi and Megan.
I'm guessing.
For
loud
screaming.
Megan.
And I was the only one
yep.
doing any work.
Actually, and Megan's up next. Megan for being too loud.
And remember... This award is for being a bully late, insubordinate, and unproductive. And I got nominated twice for
working
at 2 o'clock.
I know.
When people were treating the building like a zoo.
I think it was more like 3-4. Because okay. it was like in the heart of when we actually are thriving in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then
thriving in the
yeah,
afternoon, she says. Okay.
Yeah, it's, right. we have great work culture around 3:30.
Okay.
Megan for being too loud. And Megan for calling Josh, our engineer, stupid.
Okay, see, that is a
oh.
good. Candidate right there.
And that was on 716, just in case somebody dated it.
Okay.
Wow.
And then Molly.
Yes.
Just speaks volumes. Okay. For being rude to Big Party.
Oh, man. All
that
right.
must be
wow.
from Party.
Yeah. Molly. For stuttering.
Uh-huh. That's from Party. So two nominations.
Mm-hmm. The same
Party.
Person.
Is that it?
Well, and then, I wrote one for our boss last month, and I don't know why that's still in here.
Well, it's going to be
so
in
doesn't
there.
Count.
Yeah.
All right. So who is it? Who's the grand champion of July?
I'm torn between myself, because I just want to have the title.
Well, you'll get it eventually.
But I feel like it should be for somebody who has voted.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Party.
Oh, come on. Why? Why
me? I mean, you did leave barbecue in the studio, and that smells all weekend long.
It's pretty
and
gross.
You always tell me that you're going to bring me back Zio's, and you never do.
Well, you need to put that.
That
in
was
the
from
thing.
The heart.
That was
yeah.
The, that was, the that most was on, not even the in only, the box.
He's so mad. You know,
honest
at right
part
now.
Of this.
Okay, actually,
it should be Megan, who's loud and disruptive. And
you're right. It
well,
should
who's
be
the
Megan.
Decider?
I know. Sorry, I'll step back.
I was no, and I was speaking.
I'll step
I,
back.
Hold on. I know that this is super subjective. It is Megan. I recant. It's Megan. Because technically, you only had one nomination if you consider yourself.
And Megan's crimes were.
She is too loud.
Mm-hmm.
And something else.
I think
she
it was just
was,
too
oh,
loud.
She was calling Josh stupid, our chief engineer.
Oh,
stupid.
Yeah.
And that's just a terrible thing to call somebody.
Josh is the one who fixes the Twitters.
Josh is the one who fixes our boards and our phones and our lives.
Josh is a smart man who knows how to do things in
really
a
patient.
Sea of stupid people.
Yeah. So, and she called him stupid. So, okay, Megan.
Congratulations, Megan.
Megan.
First employee of the month. We're going to have a giant party, and she's not invited.
Woo!
That means
so
that it's going to be very quiet.
Party was saved from being the inaugural back-to-back.
Oh, I have a feeling I got this month coming.
Yeah, just
sounds
today
like
alone.
It.
From a
just
last
day
second
day alone.
Influence campaign.
Yeah, Molly, you can submit anytime you want. You can
well, now that I know.
Well, yeah, you're an employee, of course.
She just needs somebody to make a proxy vote for her.
Yeah, I think I'll count on she. It.
Okay. That's
she
fine.
Would be a good person to
I'll
write
run
stuff
some
down.
Ideas by you.
Yep. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations to Megan.
Megan got
it's very
wins the award, worst employee of the month.
Yes. No money is attached. You
what's
don't
the slogan? Congratulations.
You suck. Yeah.
We will now throw a party.
And you're not invited.
Megan is not invited
there
to.
You go.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, good morning. 9:50, your high day is going to reach about, well, let's say upper 80s today and tomorrow. That's kind of the deal right now. Then we're going to hit the 90s. Hi, Chi. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Wow.
Speaking of 90s,
mm-hmm.
90s till now.
Yeah, going to have
the lovely
Zio's.
Chi. Mm.
Zio's.
Zio's Pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. And then I'm going to be at Funplex tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
4 to 6.
No rain, no nothing. It's going to be perfect outside for that.
That new water slide looks sweet.
It is.
Rockin' Rapids?
Yeah, I went on it a few times with my son. So fun. Like, really fun.
Okay.
Like, I kind of geeked out, and the second we got down, we went right back up.
Have you been on that roller coaster yet?
No.
Okay.
There's no, there's not a roller coaster there.
Well, there is for little kids.
Oh, yeah. The one that's behind with the... No, because you have to be short to be a small person.
Oh.
So, Chi, I'm super old, but when we were little kids, our families went on, like, a motorhome trip, like, across America, and we went down in Florida, and we rode on water slides. This is way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
But down there, they called them flumes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they have and water flumes still.
They were cut into concrete.
Oh.
So you rode down these flumes, and there were no water slides in Omaha, Nebraska. And my dad and my cousin Shay's dad, my Uncle Jack, they both decided. They're like, dude, we need to open up one of these things in Omaha. People would go crazy. No one had ever been on a water slide before.
Oh, see, that's
we go down to Florida, and we're riding the flumes. Like,
yeah.
The kids are heads blown up. And it's just one of those crazy harebrained ideas that people don't follow up on. The dads, they were like, we're going to open up.
Just think
we
about
should
it.
Open up a flume back in Omaha. And the wives all laughed at him like, you guys are boobs. They never did. But man, I remember shortly after Moby Dick.
Moby Dick right off
we
the
We were
interstate.
Like flumes.
Well, well, well.
Someone invented a flume. But they call them water slides.
Yeah.
That's when all the dads are like.
Well, a water flume though, I mean, because I grew up in the South, is like you're in a boat type of thing.
They call them flumes down there, and you just rode down the concrete.
Oh, God.
So it was like they are here, but instead of made it out of plastic, it was just
did you get
concrete like a pool.
Was the water red with blood?
No, because there's a lot of, there's a ton
like
of water.
Lacerations.
I mean,
okay,
yes,
I guess it.
Down
okay.
Your back of your
I mean,
I see what you're saying.
It's like the surface of a swimming pool, the bottom of a swimming pool.
Just slide all the way down. Well, you're going to be
that's
at Funplex.
Fun, fun thing come. To think of when I'm going to Funplex tonight.
A long way. Well, they used to be a big deal. I mean, all there ever was Moby Dick, and then finally Peony Park added one.
Yes, and then Funplex.
Basically, what's taken over is Funplex. Funplex is
well, the Rock and Rapids is awesome.
Okay.
Like, it's so fun.
So get out there and do it tonight.
What time are you there? Visit
I'm going to be there from 4 to 6 and also have your chance to win Storm Chasers tickets tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy your pizza if you win it today.
Thanks
for doing the Worst Employee of the Month.
You're welcome. Congratulations, Meg.
Yeah, congratulations. All right. See you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.